This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People earn a better, not everyone, but a lot of people, data-wise, across the American public, are in a better financial system than situation than they were a year ago.
What?
I don't think so.
And then come to find out, what else is Fauci and NIH doing? They're doing cruel experiments on puppies.
What the hell happened to my dogs? I want answers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm a train guy.
You know how many miles you travel on Amtrak, Joey? And I said, no, Ange, I don't. He said, at retirement dinner, we calculated.
Choo-choo!
You've traveled over 2 million miles. 1,515,000 miles. 2 million, I think it was 180, but 2,200,000 miles. 2,100,000 miles on Amtrak.
It's a true story.
All I did was tell the truth.
Of course you did. But there's the truth and the truth.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number, if you'd like to join us, is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And this just in, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has extended the universal mask mandate for most public schools through January 15th. Not unexpected, but how absurd is this? Again,
there's a lot at stake here.
What is the end game here? There are, how many times do we have to say this? There are 500 odd kids out of 28 million dead in the United States, supposedly from COVID-19. And Marty McCary, the physician at Johns Hopkins, I've cited this a million times now, this statistic, he had his staff check when there were some 340 deaths, and not one of them was due solely to COVID-19. This does not kill kids. But they want to keep the masks on forever. And does anybody think it's not going to be extended again on January 15th when this comes up again? Schools will still have the option to request permission to lift the mask mandate for vaccinated individuals if at least 80% of their student and staff body is vaccinated. So if a handful of schools have lifted it. But this is absurd. Apparently, there was someone from the School of Public Health at Harvard saying that he's worried about schools sleepwalking into never lifting mandates. So I don't know if sleepwalking is the right word though. I mean, it's more like goose stepping into never lifting mandates. And what are they going to do? And so everybody's
your always, papers, please.
Everybody's always posting, you know, all the moon bats, all the people who watch Channel 5 and read the Boston Globe. They're already posting. We have to wait until everybody's vaccinated. Have they checked out the numbers for County Wexford in Ireland, where I believe it's 99.7% of the adult population is vaccinated, and they have a higher rate than the lower vaccinated counties in Ireland. Have they checked out the numbers in the United Kingdom? In August, 2 months ago, 70% of the people who died of the virus were vaccinated. What is the end game here? And this happens on the same day that Melrose Schools, north of the city of Boston, a formerly Republican town, like the town that I live in, Wellesley, formerly is the key word, formerly Republican town, they have, the schools in Melrose have ditched Halloween. And as one of the parents, and I'm going to bring this up later on, but I just want to mention it now because as one of the parents said, So you've been forcing these kids to wear masks for a year and a half for no particular reason. And now it's Halloween and they want to wear a mask and you're telling them they can't wear a mask. How is this scientific? They're not following the science. This is the total reverse of following the science. You know, so what's I'm just reading the comments here. They need to be honest about what the real end game is here. I don't think they can be honest about what the real end game is here, because the real end game is to force compliance with whatever the deep state wants. And again, there's no mask mandates in Florida, I don't believe, or it's up to local school districts. So Florida has a much lower rate than Massachusetts does. Or Vermont does. Again, Vermont has the highest vaccination rate in the country, and they're right at the top for infections, quote-unquote cases or hospitalizations, whatever you want to call it. So this is lunacy. This is, you're believing Fauci. I'm going to go back to Fauci. I choose to believe Fauci in March of 2020 when he said no masks are necessary, that it's just an act of compliance or submission, whatever the hell he said. But he said no masks were necessary. So I'm going to go. So since he's not coming out of the bunker anymore, since the story came out about the dogs being tortured with U.S. government funds in
right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Here's another message here. I'm just reading these messages for people on the message boards since this thing came out. As a high school teacher who is vaccinated, I'm ready to go without a mask, even though I'm technically high risk. I go to the grocery store and out to eat maskless. At some point, we have to move forward here. Why would someone who is hesitant to get vaccinated do so if there is no reward? They keep dangling the carrot, but moving it further and further away. And then someone else says, for people going back to the office, my company is requiring masks until we reach 90% vaccination. And you know what? And here comes the recurring question. When they get to 90%, what are they going to do then? They're going to require 95%. When they get to 95%, what's it going to be? 99%? 844-500-4242. Here's a classic Globe reader. I'm still wearing my mask everywhere I go and have not been inside of a restaurant in almost 2 years. I don't have children in school anymore, but I think this is a good idea. It's also easier to control children if they are wearing masks. It makes it easier to spot the troublemakers. Oh, my God. Are these people serious? What, wearing masks or it makes it easier to spot the troublemakers? How does that work exactly? 844-500-4242. What about all the people at all of the sporting events? All of the sporting events. I must say last night I turned on the game for a little while and it was in Seattle. And I saw that maybe half the people in Seattle were wearing masks. And I was probably going to root for the Saints anyway, just because I don't like Pete Carroll that much. But I saw those masks and I said, when the Saints go marching in, I'm for the Saints. I just can't take this stuff. I mean, and Seattle is, they're, I don't know what's wrong with these people in these blue states. There's a story about Jay Inslee. He's the governor of Washington. And nearly 1,900 Washington State employees, including 67 State Patrol troopers, have quit their jobs or been fired. So everybody has to wear a mask in the public sector in the state of Washington. Again, I'm reading this now just to show you how absurd all of these mandates, diktats are. So everybody in this on the state payroll has to get a jab in Washington State. However, he has granted a 45,000 person carve out, an exemption from the vaccination for unionized home care workers represented by the SEIU, Service Employees International Union. The union pours millions of dollars into political campaigns to keep Democrats in office. And so one guy pointed out, so while a state wildlife officer in Washington who rarely has any contact with a member of the public could lose his job due to Governor Inslee's vaccine mandate, a state employee whose sole job is to interact and come into close contact with those most vulnerable to COVID, i.e. seniors and those with respiratory problems, can keep their job without obtaining a vaccine. The privilege is granted to them simply because they are represented by the powerful and wealthy SEIU, which has been bankrolling Inslee's career dating to his days in Congress. And by the way, we'll get to the to what's going on in New Jersey, where Project Veritas grabbed some video of incumbent Governor Murphy's top aide saying he's going to put in a vaccine passport once he gets elected, but he can't do it until after the election, which is next Tuesday, a week from today, because if he announced he was having a vaccine mandate before the election, he would lose the election big time because none of the undecideds or the independents would vote for him. I hope the hell that is on every damn TV station in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia all week long so that people can see what they're voting for. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and I had brought four jugs with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Take a load off this far with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie Fresh. Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who treated dogs worse, Dr. Fauci, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, or Michael Vick?
That's a tough one. But, you know, at least Barack Obama was getting nourishment. You have the right to survive, right? Michael Vick's dogs had a fighting chance. That was horrible what he did. I'm going to vote for Fauci.
74% say Fauci, 15% say Barack Obama, 8% say Michael Vick, and only 3% say Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney's a jerk, but, you know, he put Seamus up on the roof of his car when he drove from Belmont, Massachusetts, back to Michigan to visit his father. I don't think Seamus really minded it that much. You know, compared to what happened to the dogs in the other three cases, Seamus didn't have too much of a gripe. 844-500-4242. I'm just reading some of these comments about this decision. Again, they've extended the mask mandates now again for another 2 months. I mean, it wasn't unexpected given who's, you know, running the state, the nervous Nellies, the gloomy Gusses, the dead enders. But still, it's so absurd. 339 says, when January 15th, that's the next deadline or the next time they're going to quote-unquote reconsider, rolls around, the first thing they're going to say is that everybody just returned from Christmas break, so we have to continue the mandate because who knows where these kids were over the holidays. And again, you probably can't say Christmas, so the winter break. Yeah, that's true too. The solstice break, they were out. So there you go. So here's another one. My friend works in a high school that has 400 kids eating lunch, 3 20-minute periods each day in a cafeteria built for $250. Masks are off for the lunch period. Kids aren't getting sick. This nonsense is going to continue for the foreseeable future. If an adult or student feels compromised, they should have the option of wearing a mask. If they don't want to, they should have that option as well. And then there's a response to that. Are you suggesting that people be allowed to make their own decisions as to their well-being and that of their families? Ha ha, you must be new here. No kidding. But this is what it's all about. We need to ensure that everyone gets used to blind obedience to the government, no matter how nonsensical the orders. Start them young. Yeah. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I don't believe that these vaccine mandates and the mask mandates have anything to do with the vaccine. I think it's all about socialism.
It's about social control, that's for sure. So I don't know if it's socialism per se, but it's social control, no doubt.
President Trump, how many times did he say this will never be a socialist country? They hate this man so much that they will do anything, and they will turn it into a socialist company because he said that it would never be that way.
No, he did say that. He issued a good statement today about his new social media outlet, and he was talking about how we just can't allow the country to the social media. He called it the public square, which is what it is. It's now the public square, and he said we can't allow it to be controlled by a bunch of oligarchs, billionaires. It was a really good, well-reasoned statements, unlike some of his recent emails that have come out. Thanks for the call, Jane. Brandon, you're next with... Let's go, Brandon!
Yeah. Hey, Taylor, can I get the voice changer?
Go ahead. This is the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one will ever recognize your voice now, Brandon.
Thank you. I'm calling because it's the first department within the executive branch that a lot of people, you know, have put in for exemptions from the vaccine for either medical or religious reasons. And some people all have the extra.
You're breaking up, Brandon. I'm sorry, we're losing you. I don't know if it was a voice changer that was screwing up the transmission or what, but we're going to have to let it go right there. 844-500-4242. This is one that's obviously written and with sarcasm. We absolutely cannot consider unmasking children until we have zero new COVID cases for years. Anyone who suggests otherwise wants children, parents, grandparents, neighbors, pets, and wildlife all to die. Anyone who thinks differently is a Trump-loving maniac and has blood on his hands and is the reason why we've lost the war on COVID. Please ignore the fact that a number of states, southern states, are currently at the bottom of new COVID cases over the last 7 days. Just because they don't wear masks doesn't mean anything. Listen to all those studies, simulation, and reports that masking is the most potent weapon in our arsenal. We may have lost most of the 700,000 during our masking and lockdowns, but it easily could have been exponentially higher. Look at the Swedes, if you can find any that are still alive. I'm Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So much to get to here today. But first, it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, indeed, Howie. We have a lot of news to get to. You might have been noticing that the joint public appearances between Harris and Biden are declining. Well, that might have something to do with Biden's declining poll numbers. It would seem that the VP is trying to distance herself from Joe Biden. And it's funny because at first she wanted it to be the Biden-Harris administration. And then once it started to look like...
Didn't he used to call it the Harris-Biden administration during the campaign?
Well,
I believe he did.
He's called it all sorts of things. But there appears to be a growing visible distance between Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden as their joint appearances together dropped from 38 in February to just 7 so far this month amid Biden's rapidly declining poll numbers.
But they had lunch together today.
They did. If you didn't know, notice this. This was on Biden's public schedule. I was looking up Kamala's public calendar, and I don't think she has one.
What time was the lunch, by the way? I got to check it out, what the schedule is, was for MeTV.
I think it was what, like 12:30 or something, and then his next thing is at 7:50 at night. So he's got
is that
a little...
Is that the Andy Griffith Show or Hazel at 12:30 on MeTV?
He's got a big gap in between lunch and his big event tonight, a big nap gap.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's what he calls the wagon train. He likes to watch wagon train in bed. He looks like puts on his pajamas and gets into bed. He prefers Ward Bond as wagon master to John McIntyre.
Old Gunsmoke was on.
I don't even know what any
Gunsmoke
of this means.
Followed by Bonanza, one of his favorite shows.
Oh,
and
Bonanza,
the Rifleman,
starring Hoss Cartwright,
the Rifleman, and Wagon Train.
That's right. I'm telling you, he loves Wagon Train.
I've never heard of any of these.
You've never heard of the Rifleman?
Oh, I've heard of your book. Is that what we're talking about? Is Joe Biden going to be reading your book at lunch?
No. He said no. This is the other Rifleman. This is Chuck Connors, who used to play for the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I prefer Howie Carr, who used to play for the Bridge team. Okay, that's the Rifleman I prefer.
The New England champions.
Yes. Missouri School Board Association withdraws participation in the National School Boards Association. So a lot of...
That's about like, how many is that? Like about 15 states have dropped out of that?
I don't have the exact number, Howie, but you're right. It has been happening more frequently. They're very upset with the National School Board because...
And they've apologized. They've apologized for writing that letter. These two woke people on the payroll wrote this. They went rogue, didn't get permission from the board of directors. And now the association has apologized for writing the letter. But when is the White House going to apologize for pressuring these wokesters to write the letter? And when is Merrick Garland going to withdraw the directive to the corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation to go after people at the who attend these school board meetings, parents?
Well, here's the interesting part. So when I think it was Josh Hawley or maybe it was Jim Jordan asked Merrick Garland when he had heard about this, there was kind of a back and forth about whether or not the White House talked to the DOJ about this letter. It would make sense if the White House is working with the National School Board Association to draft this letter and come up with it. It would make sense that that might get over to Merrick Garland. He claimed, Howie, during his testimony, that he did not know about it prior to sicking the FBI on these parents. So I have a feeling that there's some lie. Someone's lying. I don't know who, but someone's lying.
Is Merrick Garland a Democrat?
That's
a rhetorical question. Of course he is, Grace. You know what that means? If his lips are moving, he's lying.
I know Garland Merrick is a Democrat. I don't know about Merrick Garland. I'd have to double check on that. By the way, Howie, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC refused to cover the new migrant caravan careening towards the U.S.
Another shocker.
Yeah, this group is made up of about 2,000 migrants, mostly from Central America. It's been on Fox most mornings, they've started their journey from southern Mexico to the U.S. border with hopes of gaining entry. But there's been no mention of this on things like CNN's New Day or MSNBC's Morning Joe. To be fair, though, at Morning Joe, they're too busy realizing that inflation exists to worry about the caravan.
That was one of the most pathetic, huh, I've ever heard from Morning Joe today.
Oh,
when he was informed.
It was a what, Howie? It was a what? Ah. What? It was really pathetic. We'll play that. Oh, sorry. We're trying to find it now. Yeah, Mika and Joe just figured out today that things are more expensive at the grocery store. I don't know if Joe doesn't have to do the shopping.
What?
What?
I was just reading the New York Times story, too, that, you know, there is no one culprit for this.
Oh, how beautiful was that story, Howie? Do you notice someone's name who doesn't get mentioned one time throughout that piece?
Right. Yes. Dementia Joe Biden's name is not mentioned at all. And they say in 2020, the prices were the lowest they'd been in, a decade? But again, there's a name missing from the paragraph about 2020, who the president was then.
The good old days, the before times, as CNN calls it. It's so pathetic. I read that article and I was thinking, wow, you know, they say there's no single culprit here. Inflation, supply chain crisis. And again, I'm like, no, this didn't just happen. You know, this wasn't
right.
Barack's magical wand.
Yeah.
Someone had to make the policies that created this.
There's inflation, but that's nobody's fault. There are labor shortages, but that's nobody's fault. There's a supply chain crisis. Nobody's fault. You know, it's like the old days with Clinton, right? Remember that? Mistakes were made. Always in the passive voice, the passive tense.
But Howie,
you know?
if it rained on a Saturday when Trump was president, it was his fault.
I understand.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4, especially as the weather starts to get a little tricky here in New England. It's great to have a solid car. And the best part about it was the process of getting it from sales to financing. Everyone made me feel so comfortable and cared about. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, could I give a quick update here on the Alec Baldwin story?
Yes.
A lot of new details are coming out, and there's a really interesting piece here by Maureen Callahan in the New York Post, and she writes, there's no denying Alec Baldwin's role in on-set shooting tragedy. She says the death of Halyna Hutchins has also been painted as Alec Baldwin's tragedy. Really, it's not. In fact, Alec Baldwin is likely to be held, at least in part, responsible. Now, this person is special effects and firearms expert Steve Wolf. Listen to what he said. If you're capable of memorizing 120 pages of dialogue, you can memorize four lines of gun safety. If that scene required him to put the gun to his head and pull the trigger, I'm sure he would have taken a look inside the gun, wouldn't you? As a producer on Rust, Baldwin could be held culpable for the cost-cutting, chaos, and eventual hire of a young head armorer with just one stint in said job on her resume, because according to Deadline, multiple other armorers turned down the job over low pay and high stakes. Now, Howie, I don't know if you've been following this, but a lot of people who are working on this set actually made comments, and one person sent a text, and some people walked off the set because they were so concerned with safety issues.
Yeah. Well, you know what got me today, Grace? There was a story in the Boston Globe saying that, you know, there are some right-wing commentators who are making hay out of the fact that Alec Baldwin was involved in a fatal shooting because he's such a big lib. As if this is something new. Do you remember when Dick Cheney was out hunting when he was vice president and he shot that guy?
Yeah.
I mean, how many weeks did that go on?
Are you saying the Democrats pounced and seized and weaponized that?
I believe again, the old, if Democrats didn't have a double standards, they'd have no standards at all. I think they were held to a slightly different, Dick Cheney to a slightly different standard. The Alec Baldwin, this is just a terrible tragedy. Nobody better ever say anything about this.
Yeah, and I did feel when this first happened, and I still do feel like, you know, we have to wait for everything to come out. And I do feel for him if this was something that he, you know, didn't, if this was a complete accident, which I'm sure it was. But he was the producer on this film. So at a certain point, the buck stops with the producer. And by all accounts, because everyone kept saying, Howie, after it happened, how could this have happened? How could this have happened? Well, if you have a production that is being run sloppily and rushed and low budget, and no one speaks up about all this stuff, it kind of seems like, of course, something like this might happen.
Right.
And actually, right. That's what this person said at the end of a veteran prop master who turned down the gig said, Here we go. This is the same piece by Maureen Callahan, and this guy Wolf said the question isn't, or no, she writes, Maureen writes, the question isn't how this could have happened to Halyna Hutchins. The question really is how could it not have happened because of just how badly this set was run.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, they, again, it was a very low budget film, apparently. $7 million is nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
no, exactly.
These days.
Howie, by the way, there is a White House spokesman, Andrew Bates, who is claiming, this is the quote, that they were, he was asked about the Let's Go Brandon chant, and he said, I had never heard of that chant until you explained it to me. And then he
said,
then he said, I guess I'm not spending enough time on 8chan or whatever.
8chan?
8chan. I think, isn't it called 4chan?
I think there's an 8chan as well.
Okay. So he's mocking it like, oh, all the people saying, let's go, Brandon, are conspiracy theorists, tinfoil
hat,
Tom Cotton.
Did you see
types.
There was a guy, I think he was a congressman from South Carolina, was wearing, you know, they have to wear, they have the mask mandate like a Massachusetts school in the U.S. Capitol, or at least on the House side. And he was wearing a Let's Go Brandon mask.
Oh yeah, and they were mad at him that, you know.
Of course they were mad at him.
But he's just cheering on Brandon.
I know. He didn't know what it meant. I had a caller in the last segment named Brandon.
There's a
Patriots player, isn't there, named Brandon? Brandon Bolden, I think his name is.
I'm sure there's a
Let's
football
go
player.
Brandon. Let's go Brandon.
I'm sure there's a football player somewhere with that name. There has to be. Howie, by the way, Kristen Sinema was again confronted over the Build Back Better plan at the airport.
I saw that. Yeah, let's play that. We got that cut. Cut,
it's so
cut number one. We got that.
I'm from Tucson, Arizona. And I'm wondering, I know you've met with dozens of lobbyists. I did not touch you. I'm meeting with dozens. I know you're meeting with dozens of lobbyists and talking with corporate donors about the package. How many times will you meet with constituents? How many times have you met with constituents in negotiating bills?
Sorry about
this. I think it's part of the course, right?
Why don't you meet with my family, who are constituents? I can have them meet you next week. Yeah. Every single year in Arizona, it's getting hotter and hotter. We're breaking records. There's either no monsoons or it's the longest.
My family could meet with you anytime because none of us have jobs. We haven't worked in 6 generations.
It's the top.
We want to get it going to 10 generations.
Howie, the longer they, the longer these protesters or these people who are just badgering her talk, the more you get the sense that they don't really have anything to say. It's getting hotter and hotter.
She can't. You're meeting with lobbyists. Well, who do you think is pushing for this Green New Deal BS? You know, where they're going to make billions of dollars by promoting crap products that don't work if the sun goes behind a cloud or if the wind stops in the ocean.
And Howie, you know what else I think of too is that I've been seeing a lot of protests that take place on the highways and stuff, and that create a lot of traffic. And someone had tweeted out, like, you're never going to win people over if you tick them off and they're stuck in traffic. I feel the same way about these people. It's like, you're never going to convince her as you follow her around airports and film her in bathrooms. Like, if anything, you're turning her off your talking points.
I'm just disappointed that they didn't go for felony charges against those people in Tempe at Arizona State University. You know, they could have gone for felonies and plea bargained it down. It's too bad.
Yeah. Well, Howie, I'm done for today, but I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. Half a minute, 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same taser technology trusted by police officers across the nation since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Do you think Alec Baldwin had anything to say when Dick Cheney shot that Hunter when he was out on the expedition when he was vice president? Because, I mean, every beautiful person in America tweeted out and commented and went on TV and got a big guffaw out of the woke audience when it happened. Do we have any sound cuts from Alec Baldwin, Taylor?
We don't have sound cuts. We have a tweet.
What did he say at his tweet?
In one tweet on September 22nd, 2017, he said, "I wonder how it must feel to wrongfully kill someone." Also included a link to an LA Times article about a Huntington Beach police officer who was captured on video struggling with a suspect in a parking lot of a convenience store before shooting the man several times. He also tweeted on September 22nd of 2011, "When do Cheney and Rumsfeld go on trial for murder?"
I guess he was referring to Iraq, although Cheney didn't kill the guy. He wounded him. All right.
He also tweeted on October 2nd of 2011, "Cheney shot his friend in the face. Rick Perry shoots his campaign in the face."
There we go. Okay. So he was when Rick Perry was coming back from the back operation and was on the painkillers and couldn't remember the third federal agency department he wanted to abolish. But the important thing was that he said that he mentioned Cheney shooting. So he did mention it. I wish we had some video, but can't win them all. Bud, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bud.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just had to call. I thought it was kind of funny. I work for an animal shelter up here in Maine. You know, we've been wearing masks from day one. Some people wearing two masks, very liberal operation. But nobody's talking about Fauci and the puppies at work. I just thought it was kind of ironic.
Do you think it's because he's their hero, because he told them to wear the multiple masks? I mean, I would seem, doesn't it seem like if you worked in a shelter, this would be the topic du jour for the whole week or maybe the whole month?
Exactly. So I mentioned that this morning on GAN right before you got on.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. I'm not surprised though. I mean, these people are really Kool-Aid drinkers. Joe, very quickly, Joe. We haven't got much time. Quickly.
Yeah. We just want to mention I've never seen a picture or video of that lady who tracked down Senator Sinema there, but her voice paints a perfect image of what I would call a crazy liberal.
Oh, I totally agree. I agree. And you know, a guy walked into the restroom with her. The guy was the one who was actually filming it, taping it with his cell phone. So a guy followed a woman into a ladies' room, and she's a U.S. senator, and she's bisexual. But nothing to see here, folks. Move along. I'm Howie Carr.